right, we're on the record for a little bit of after talk. Hi, Bri.
Oh my god,
we did it.
Part of me wants this to be the format for like
just trying whatever. Just,
no,
just
it's winging great. It was really great. So next week we have Tom back, right?
I believe so.
Okay. Doggone it. There's so many shows I want to get caught up on. Like, I still haven't watched What We Do in the Shadows. Are you caught up on that?
I did. I think they wrapped up their season.
Okay. So yeah. Now that you've seen everything, there was this great moment when we're setting up our character for Baldur's Gate. And in the room is me and Josie. And we create a character who's, you know, got a tiefling, like with tiefling with horns. And we decide to make her like a late middle-aged woman. And we're doing all this. Mm-hmm. And we see this little button that says, do you allow clothes to come off or not? And we're like, well, I don't know. Let's just click that button. And then all of a sudden, both of us go, ah, because that game is not messing around when it comes to graphic nudity.
Yeah, that's right. In fact, one of the first like big update for that game was to fix nudity for the shorter characters, for the dwarven characters, because I guess the clothes and genitals. We're colliding in bad
which,
ways.
Which, by the way, that's where I ended up. I ended up making a gnome who has a giant head and giant hands and is very small, and I will never see him naked. But he's a bard, and he's very charming.
Nice. Are you playing? Are you guys playing at co-op? You and the kids? Or are you
I don't
just...
know that Josie... I think Josie's mostly going to play, you know, watching me play. But Penelope off at college, like her big complaints about every other D&D thing is like, it's not true D&D. And it's like, girl, I think you found your match. Like Baldur's Gate 3 appears to be the real deal. Like if you can imagine it, you can do it. And so she was in the middle of playing it today in just a constant stream of texts of like, oh my god, a squid spaceship, what the heck, dragons, this, and I'm like responding all caps like, I told you it was good.
Well, that's great, that's fun.
But in terms of what we're watching, now that you've seen the end of What We Do in the Shadows,
oh yeah,
Josie's about to turn 16. You have a pretty good sense of what she can handle. Okay to jump in with her? Like, she's enjoyed everything up until now.
What is it that she doesn't... Can you just tell me what she doesn't like? Is it she's the one that doesn't like sex
no,
stuff
no, no,
or
no.
violence stuff?
Penny is the one that rolls her eyes and goes, whenever anything sexy happens. Josie just... I've been told that this season is a little more direct and awkward in its sexual side of things. Is that true?
I heard something
King of the Bottoms or something.
There's an episode with a pride parade in it. So there's like gay jokes and that's a little bit of it, but I don't.
If we made it past the scene where a door opens and you see two bats having sex, which was a couple of seasons ago.
Okay.
Then are we probably okay to watch it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think so. I guess I don't remember. That's where I feel weird. I don't remember.
You know what?
Probably not.
That's the most important part, is that it didn't make an impression on you.
You know what has... Oh my God. They got me, Brian. I'm rabbit holed. They got me. YouTube got me.
Oh no.
I'm rabbit holed. They rabbit holed me. See, on YouTube, just anybody can make true crime videos.
Oh no, Bryce.
Just anyone.
Oh no.
Anyone can take FOIA'd videos of people doing interrogations and doing just irresponsible voiceovers.
Yes. And speculating wildly and just making up whatever they want and asking the question, but How would they accomplish that? Here's a Blender video I made trying to attempt to recreate the thing.
Oh, that's too much. That's way more effort than is in any of these.
Here's an answer ChatGPT gave me when I asked the following questions.
They do the thing. So a lot of, one of them I watched, they bake subtitles into a lot of these videos. And one of them, because the script is just using the same words, the same wording as the on-screen text, you get this weird moment where the voiceover artist is saying something and the subtitles are saying it. And then the on-screen text of those points are appearing in. It's like that scene from The Newsroom where they're like, look at this Nancy Grace. Look at the segment on Nancy Grace. Isn't it designed to like really tick all your buttons? And then this YouTube video just goes in and like, we don't even go through lawyers. Screw it.
They say, we need to answer what happened, when happened, where happened,
why happened. And it is really fascinating. That's there's something really fascinating about hearing a young man speak who murdered his grandparent guardians and then just admits like everything to the cops in like 20 minutes. Does it like so fast that like I think the timer on screen might have been wrong because it looked like he told them everything he did in like 20 minutes and he wasn't worried or scared.
Speaking of which, if we could speak to and time code this moment in this conversation. Right. I really am having complicated feelings when I read the news about the dude who crab walked out of his way out of the prison and is still on the run. Because on the one hand, I know this is a convicted murderer and he belongs back in prison. But also, dude just crab walked up a wall and ran away. Do you know about this?
I'm looking at a BBC video right now that is interesting.
Watch the video of him crab walking his way out of the prison. He's still at large. Now, keep in mind, no sympathy. This guy deserves to be back in prison. He is a convicted murderer. But
he's doing the thing they do in schools.
Yes.
There's a little corridor and he's walking up the walls.
He's still at large. That was 10 days ago. He's been seen a couple times. He stole a hoodie from a friend and stole a van from a little bit. And
an eye out, Pennsylvania. Oh,
and then when you listen to the cops trying to find him, they're not great at the talking because what the people want to hear is we're this close. We're almost done. Right. This nightmare is about to end.
We have all of the proper people. The guy, trained and ready to solve this problem.
What if somebody said the exact opposite? What if the guy in charge says, do we know where he is? No. Do we have a pretty good idea? I think. Am I willing to cordon off an area? Not yet. And meanwhile, like all of the-
I want that man to say the wrong thing. Like,
I don't want to be rooting for a convicted murderer, but also, dude, crab walked out, and this guy is not appearing to be great at finding him.
That is the really weirdest thing about the YouTube true crime interrogation video.
Can you find a play the guy talking about the manhunt for the guy? I know this is not normally what we do in After Talk, but I'll be happy to fill because apparently this is a news story for you. But for those who have not read or heard about it, in this prison, apparently one prisoner had heard the legend of another prisoner who did the thing where you put hands on one side of the wall and your feet on the other, and you kind of walk up in a narrow corridor. And he actually made it out. He got caught instantly. And so the corrections officers corrected for it by just throwing some razor wire here or there, and they decided it was fixed. But this guy, again, convicted murderer, not a good guy, but you can see him walk around the corner, look left, look right, and just crab walk up out of frame, and then know that it took hours before they figured out during roll call that he was gone, by which point he is currently loose and running around and grabbing stuff. And so in the manhunt, and again, like I'm cheering for the people. I want the Tommy Lee Jones who's going to search every doghouse, hen house, people house, frat house. We're going to find this guy. But instead, this is what we hear from the person who's on the hunt for him.
Okay, this might be it. It's from ABC News here.
Took appropriate measures to prevent that with the razor wire. We only focused on the physical infrastructure and not necessarily human element.
Cavalcante was convicted of murdering his girlfriend in broad daylight.
Okay, so what do you want? You want security. There's a convicted murderer on the loose. What do you get? More of this stuff.
Everybody's just feeling like a little bit of disbelief that he has yet to be captured.
Ryan Drummond says he saw the convict steal food from inside his house.
What?
Believing Cavalcante entered through an unlocked door.
Come out of the kitchen, into the living room, back to that French door, and out the deck.
Oh, man.
By that time,
all I want is a voice of authority to assure me we're going to capture him. I'm sure we're about to hear it.
The state attorney general's office is now
ordered to track body temperature signals from helicopters. Now a week into their efforts, authorities say they remain determined to find Cavalcante and believe he is still within their perimeter.
By the way, the most assuring voice we've heard is the reporter.
Investigation into how this escape occurred, and that observation tower guard who didn't see it happen or report it is now on administrative leave.
He's
and
on leave.
Learned all of this happened one day after the acting warden took over the job.
Oh,
story. Okay, Trevor.
Wow.
The acting warden is the one who says, "Yeah, we don't really know where he is."
Oh, that sucks. That's a bad first day on the job. Wait, isn't that, well? Orange is the New Black had a prison escape. I don't know. They had some things, but wow.
Also, that was fiction.
Well, yeah. Okay. Yes. I don't remember what I was saying now.
I was trying to get you to hunt down the terrible press conference that the warden had.
Yeah.
Anyway. There's a dude running around, and I'm having complicated feelings. Also, I want to apologize for those who don't know. Sometimes I have to text Bryce and explain things because there's a computer that's a production computer, and sometimes we forget who's logged into what account. And over the weekend, I realized that I had gotten several questions deep with ChatGPT asking how uranium is refined to make nuclear weapons. And I was confused by the answers until I realized that I was asking all of these questions logged in as Bryce. And so I had to tell Bryce, hey, sorry. I was asking how to enrich uranium on your ChatGPT thread.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting.
We don't know who wrote these. We don't know why he wrote these.
We don't know when they wrote these. These interrogation videos. They're long too. They're so long. They won't just give you the raw. They won't just let you watch the thing. They need to like stop and remind you. And really get sassy about this investigator's going to screw up. Watch this. You shouldn't say this. This investigator's about to say the wrong thing. What a dumbass. Big dumbass.
Have you watched season 2 of The After Party yet?
No, not yet.
Okay. So I am holding off on it, but I loved season 1. But in season 2, I don't think this is a spoiler. There's one character who is one of these Reddit sleuths. And when he tells his story, I am told by Justin that he looks awesome and it's all hard-boiled detective stuff. Reddit sleuths are, they're a thing and they need to knock it off.
I haven't seen that episode or much of that show still. But I do remember, I think Justin was telling me about that, because that's the guy with, he was in a I Think You Should Leave sketch, right?
I assume so.
So that's, cool.
But they do mention in episode one of season two, the guy says, I've been involved with many investigations on Reddit. And then like, that's the tee up that leads to his, you know, him being the star of the show.
Yeah. What's holding you from season two of After Party? You really liked that first one.
Two forces. One is Bonnie really wants me to wait for Penny to be back home so we could watch it as a family. However,
September. She just went back to school.
That's what I said. I warned her. That's great, and I agree. However, that force is up against Justin's unrelenting mirroring of my pressure to get him to watch the first season. And I was like, I don't think I'm going to be able to hold up. I think I'm going to have to watch it. The only question is whether you and Josie want to watch it with me. In fact, as of now,
it sounds like
I am of the decision that I'm just going to watch it and I'm going to pretend to see it for the first time whenever they get around to watching it, because I don't think I can handle Justin's pressure is even more powerful than mine, much more powerful than mine.
Look, the kid is not sleeping under that roof. If the rest of the family wants to watch it with you, I get that. But like, they just went back to school. It's back to school season.
Yeah.
It's the season. It's named because it's they've just gone back.
Also, I definitely just corrupted her by getting her started on Baldur's Gate 3.
Actually, we're not okay. Okay, this is the end of the 9/11 cord killers. Nope, that's not going to make it about 9/11 though. Okay, hey.
Oh my God, I actually, for the first time, did not notice what day today was.
Bryce.
Until just now.
Bryce, you were this close. Bryce, you almost had it. You ruined America's perfect game.
It's Patriot Day. Remember when they wanted to brand it as Patriot Day?
No, they did. It is.
Okay. Happy Patriot Day.
Or is it Freedom Day? Which day is it?
I don't know. I don't know. I know we have to kill it.
We
love you, Tom. Please come back to America.
Please come back, Tom. We lost a little bit of that file there. So sorry. Okay. Oh, and then I didn't record that right. Okay. Great. Good stuff. All right.